I think the word says that in patience we possess our souls. And I see sometimes we pray and we pray and we pray and we sort of lose faith because we don't see that prayer answered. But you know, we have to know that God is all wisdom and all knowledge and all understanding. And in due time, our prayer will be answered. Maybe it won't be answered to our carnal way that we're asking, but we must know down in our spirit that our God knows just how to answer that prayer in the best way for us. I see the body of Christ today that we must be encouraged that God is still God. God is God over the devil. God is God over every situation in the world. God is God in every situation in our personal lives, in our homes, in our marriages, in our churches. And let's remember that God is God. And let's never give place to the enemy thinking that he can outsmart God, because God is God. And he wants to be God in my life and God in your life, in control of every situation. And that no matter what comes to us, as in Job's life, Job never lost his faith or his integrity with God, because he knew that God was God. Isn't that wonderful this morning that you and I know the true and the living God? We've been fortunate to be raised in homes and in a country where God is God. And we know that he is the only God throughout the universe. And oh, I just praise my God this morning. I praise the Lord Jesus Christ, because he said, when you see me, you've seen the Father. Isn't God wonderful? Oh, I pray that whoever hears this little tape, that God will just minister to your spirit, and that you can feel, just walk in to his very presence this morning. And down deep in your spirit, down in the very depth of your heart, that God will renew that knowledge to you, that God is God.